You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba. California is poised to become the largest legal marijuana economy in the nation. In his annual budget released yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown estimated the industry will bring in $2/3 billion tax dollars in the next fiscal year. But the businesses filtering those taxes and the expensive fees to keep up with regulatory requirements, they're all done in cash and often without insurance. It's because marijuana is still considered illegal by the federal government, so those in the bud business can't access the same financial safeguards other businesses take for granted. That's keeping cannabis entrepreneurs stuck in the gray market. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports.
Doug Dracup is at the Emerald Cup in Santa Rosa, showing off a strain of weed that smells like sour Kool-Aid. It's called Oh Yeah, because that's what everyone says when they smell it.
That Oh Yeah, baby, you know it.
When they smell it, they say, yeah, Oh Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for real.
The Emerald Cup is a competition to crown the finest sun-grown organic cannabis. There's also music, seminars, and lots of free samples. Jacob owns a high-end glass pipe company called Hitman Glass.
And at the end of the day, like, my brand represents, you know, the responsible, productive, achieving stoner, you know? And like, for me, I've just been waiting my whole life to be able to pay taxes on this and not be a criminal. That's why I moved to California from Boston.
Jacob plays by California's new rules for licensed cannabis businesses. But pot is still illegal under federal law, and banks are often federally regulated.
Yeah, I've been shut out of so many banks just for selling pipes.
So pot entrepreneurs deal in cash. Without a bank account, it's hard to manage a payroll, get a mortgage, a loan, or a credit card.
It's still gray area. It's gonna be a gray area for a few more years.
The cash-only economy isn't just frustrating, it's risky.
This was my house up here.
Ashley Oldham is a cannabis farmer in Mendocino County. Without access to a bank account, she kept her cash in a safe under her house. When the Redwood Valley fire blew through here in October, her home and her savings went up in smoke.
It's like literally a pile of ash, and I can't like magic it to come back.
Oldham is not giving up now. She's a second-generation cannabis farmer. This is all she knows.
I was born into the cannabis industry, both like literally and physically. When my mom was pregnant with me, she got arrested for cultivation and put in jail. So I did jail time in my mama's tummy for cannabis cultivation.
Oldham grew her first marijuana plant when she was 15 years old. In 2012, when her son was a toddler, she got raided by the feds.
They destroyed everything in my house, slit open my son's teddy bear and stole his piggy bank money and just like full on like crazy gangster stuff. And because that's how they used to raid people.
Over the years, she's watched the industry creep out of the shadows. When voters legalized weed in 2016, Oldham jumped at the chance to spend more than $80,000 to get her farm up to code and go legal.
Because I believe in it and I want to normalize it. I want to be a part of my community in like a real way, and I don't want to hide in the shadows, and I never want to get raided again.
She can't help but compare herself to her Mendocino neighbors, the grape growers.
We should be treated 100% equally to grape farmers, and we don't have crop insurance like they do. If I was in a situation where I could have had crop insurance and my money in a bank, I wouldn't be hurting nearly as bad as I am right now.
Operating illegally for so long has given Oldham a high tolerance for risk. She has big plans for a comeback: a bud and breakfast, cannabis-infused dinners, marijuana-themed weddings. Buying a new insurance policy isn't first on her list of projects.
But insurance, it's a hard thing to wrap your head around because it's like, it's kind of a total scam.
And nobody just goes out and says, ooh, insurance, that's awesome. That's kind of where I come in. And I'm like,
JJ Pay is a broker who offers insurance for marijuana businesses.
Do you smoke?
Oh gosh, not really, no.
No.
Like a good salesman, he offers me a sample of cannabis body cream instead.
It's a beautiful drug.
JD Pay's job is convincing the cannabis world that insurance premiums are worth the investment. He says people in the industry can buy almost all sorts of insurance. General liability, building insurance, homeowners insurance. But carriers don't offer crop insurance for farmers. He says it's too risky. Weed is the world's most lucrative cash crop, and growing pot on a farm is like storing gold in your backyard.
Not only are you storing gold, but you're storing it with really hot lights and water. So fires do break out, you know. So, and you're doing it in an open ag area with rural roads, you know.
JJ Pei says what's stopping carriers from issuing more policies is hard data. Once they run the numbers, they can calculate the risks of marijuana farming. Only then can they set realistic premiums.
If you don't have the data, you don't have a policy.
And there's another problem. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a memo giving U.S. attorneys permission to decide how aggressively to enforce federal marijuana laws. The feds classify cannabis as a Schedule I drug, just like heroin. Sessions' memo could have a chilling effect on efforts to convince insurers and banks to work with the cannabis industry. National banks already risk losing their federal charter if they work with marijuana businesses.
They don't want to expose themselves to that liability. They're banks.
Elizabeth Ashford runs a political consulting service for cannabis firms.
You know, we're not going to have a perfect solution until, you know, mainstream banks and all banks can bank with these businesses.
Experts like Ashford have been trying to figure out how the state of California could work around the federal banking regs. One idea is for cities to launch public banks. Oakland and San Francisco are already looking into this, but Ashford is skeptical.
Banks work because banks have capital in them. It requires money to house money.
Ashford says a state-owned bank could work. Another idea is sending armored cars to collect taxes from pot businesses.
Cash is moved around every day, right? This volume of cash for one industry, you know, that is an anomaly. But, you know, commerce existed before credit cards, obviously.
In the meantime, people in the industry aren't waiting on task forces to hold policy forums and release reports and feasibility studies. Back at the Emerald Cup in Santa Rosa, cannabis entrepreneurs are taking security measures into their own hands. Besides eucalyptus extra strength muscle rub topicals and outer galactic chocolate truffle edibles, people are also offering e-banking services, armored cars, and security dogs. In a mock robbery, a German shepherd attacks a man wearing body armor.
We are alleviating the need for one to have a gun around cannabis.
Meanwhile, people are preaching organic farming principles and harmony on stage.
And take a deep breath in, and let's just conjure up as much energy as we can to manifest our love and appreciation for this planet.
Over at the award ceremony, Maya Elizabeth of Ohm Edibles accepts the award for the CBD edible category.
Thank you. Thank you. This product contains two ingredients, organic sun-grown mangoes and organic sun-grown cannabis.
But then she reassures the other small farmers.
I also want to say one thing. I hope we can all try to let a little bit of hope about regulation in, because it's like killing me every day. And maybe there's enough room for everyone, and maybe it is easy, and maybe we do all make it, you know?
If you detect some anxiety here, there's a cannabis product for that. But these worries are serious. People here are relieved about legalization, but they're concerned about small farmers being swallowed by corporations. For at least one more time, though, the Emerald Cup is just a bunch of old friends getting high together. Longtime farmers like Susan Schindler are having a ball while they still can.
I went to my friend Frenchie, who's probably the best hash maker in the world.
Schindler is 71 years old and an Emerald Cup regular.
And Frenchie took out a hookah, and he put some flour and some of his famous hash, and about 20 people stood around the hookah. So, yeah, I was one of those 20.
She says this year there are fewer people offering brownies and more people selling insurance policies. She's conflicted about this whole going legal business.
I will give it 2 years, and if I find out in 2 years that this is just not what I wanted and what I settled for originally, or how I want to spend the few remaining years of my life, then I'll stop.
Legalization means days spent filling out paperwork, researching insurance premiums, and competing with greedy corporations.
I didn't move to the middle of nowhere in Mendocino County to be the man.
The man gets a bad rep, but the man can provide loans, insurance, and bank accounts. Marijuana is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry in California. So now officials are finally exploring banking and insurance solutions to help the industry get the financial security it needs to grow. And now ex-hippies like Schindler are considering getting out. In Santa Rosa, I'm Holly J. McTeed for Cross Currents.